Friends, as you're heading back to your seats, I would invite the children to come forward for this morning's children's time.
And guess what? My space hasn't been buzzing this whole time. You're no buzz.
Carson! Good morning! Come on over. Come on down. I'm Miss Heather. Nice to see you all this morning. Look at our beautiful pillowcases. Do you guys remember who those are for? The children at Dill Children's Hospital, right? And then this will cheer them up. Ooh, I love the dachshunds. That's the one I would choose. Okay, good morning. So who remembers what season we're in? It's the season in the church. Okay, March is the month. And William, what do you want to say? Spring. Okay, we're in this. That's our global season. What about in the church? There's lots of purple around. If you look, there's purple. Miss Kim likes purple during this time. Miss Kim decorates. And she also makes pillowcases. Miss Kim's pretty cool. She's not here today, though. Okay, this is the season of Lent. This is the time before, so it started at Ash Wednesday. Did you see anybody get ashes on their forehead during Ash Wednesday, like a cross? Some of you got them. And that's when it started, and we're kind of in the middle of Lent right now, the fourth Sunday in Lent. And that this is the time where we remember that Jesus gave his life for us. And so what we try and do to kind of remember that is give something up during Lent. Sometimes you can do that. Did anybody give anything up during Lent? Is anybody like anxiously awaiting Easter so you can get back to what you gave up? Miss Heather is. Okay, Arden, what did you give up? Awesome. Okay, yes, and that's what I was going to say. Thank you for the segue. I was going to say, if you haven't, you could do that starting now, okay? You could give something up that you really, really, really like a lot, and every time you can't have that thing, like maybe chocolate or watching TV or whatever, you can think about Jesus and what he did for us and how he gave his life for us. So Miss Heather gave up sugar, so I'm excited for Easter because I think there's going to be candy around, I think. So, okay. All right, here we go. We're going to pray. Dear God, thank you for your son, Jesus. And for this time that we can remember what he did for us. Help me to be strong. Help me to have courage to give something up and to be kind. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, great job, guys. We are going to meet Miss Jeannie and Miss Amy at the back, and I'll see, and we're going to go to Children's Church. Okay.